Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale. Ah, yes.
Thank you.
You welcome.
Yeah, you the man. You Matt Man. Who you are.
Bucky Lynch is the man.
Yeah, back to being the man.
Bucky Lynch.
Triple Paul has good ideas. Anyway, I got some good stuff. I got 5 clips we're going to hit up, Matt Man, Fat Boy Page. Rest of y'all P1s.
I prefer calling him HHH instead of Triple Paul.
I like Triple Paul. I think I coined that. I love it.
Do you?
Yeah. It's my idea. I love it.
Jeez.
Does that work?
I feel like you have a management career ahead of you.
Yeah, right. Make me think it's my idea and we'll do it.
Huh. You're listening out of town, guys.
Fat Boy is a great example of this, though he's a man. Isn't it uncomfortable a lot of times when you compliment somebody because they just don't know how to take it?
That's why I don't do it.
You can't take them either, though.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you can tell it's disingenuous 95% of the time. It's either a way in for a conversation or.
When somebody gives you a compliment, you think it's
about to be followed
by
criticism?
An icebreaker or.
Pretty much, you know, it's like that or, you know, just kind of fishing for something to pump you up with.
Not referring to me, but like who else, though? Like in your personal life or like in just work life?
Just in general. Well, it depends on what you're getting complimented on. You know, if somebody, you know, outside compliments me on radio, I'm like, you don't really know anything about it. So, okay.
They know what they enjoy.
Good Lord.
Hi, fat boy.
You do have that. There's some, I don't want to say it's self-esteem issues, but it's like most people have too much of an ego and not enough self-groundedness.
Yeah.
I think I just coined that one, Jimmy.
They did.
But you're the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's just somebody just saying it because they want something from you.
It's just out of place, it seems. It's just odd. I know what you're saying.
I get what he's saying about that, though. You know, disingenuous compliments.
Well, this first clip involves that, especially the way women take compliments. And this is a lady named Natalie Spack on Instagram, an influencer.
Yakety yak.
She's an influencer. She only has 2,000 followers.
Oh, she ain't.
No, he ain't an influencer. But she did this, demonstrating the 4 different ways women respond to compliments. I'll just play it. Let Fatboy play it. You hit play.
You look really cute.
I know.
You look really cute.
You look really cute.
Oh, but I really like your outfit. Like, it's just
cool. I like your outfit.
And your hair looks really pretty.
No, your hair looks really good.
You look really cute.
Are you serious? No, I look crazy.
You look cute.
Thank you.
Now, you heard four different ways there. The first way, the overly confident woman. You look good. I know. The second way, the woman who immediately turns it back on you. You look really good. Dude, you look really good. Now, and the third one, the woman who makes you feel like an idiot for complimenting them. Oh, I look crazy. I don't look good. You're stupid. Hmm. And then the fourth one is just, oh, thanks.
Page is number three.
That's pretty much universal. And a lot of ladies are number three. I look like crap. I thought you looked good.
Like, oh, I like your jacket. I stole it from a homeless person this morning.
Yeah. Really?
That means you're wanting another one if you're that person number three.
Man, that's a cool jacket. Oh, it belonged to my dead grandpa. He's going hunting in it.
You like this jacket? You think so? I mean, I've bought it. I'm not doing you again, Paige. This is a generic woman voice. Oh, you like this jacket? Yeah, I just bought it. You know, I don't like it, though.
Did you just fart? It was real loud. Oh, yeah. That was one of the worst ones I ever had. It wasn't even loud at all.
Why are you being nice to me? What do you want?
See, that's the fat boy thing.
Yeah, exactly. What do you want?
Like, when you wear clothes, 50% is for you, 50% is for other people, and you don't realize it. But it's a real psychological breakdown.
Yeah.
You are wearing it for some. Now, fat boy, no. Fat boy's like 99.1.
Yeah.
On your FM dial.
Dressed like a retired gangster.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
I'm going to a grown people prom at a bar tomorrow night, and yes, I do, in fact, have a hat and a shirt to wear. But the pants didn't fit. They were way too small.
You already know your outfit?
Yeah. I had to buy a couple things I didn't have. Oh. I did not have an Uncle Sam tuxedo t-shirt.
You better take some pictures.
Somebody will. Won't be me.
Are you going to Washington?
No.
Okay.
Hopefully you'll be prom king.
Going to Tribbles. I probably will. But I got another clip for you. A skill I wish I had picked up earlier in my life. My mom used to do it a lot. All that side of the family, all the women did it. None of the men, but all the women did. It's a great skill to have in your life. Any guesses?
Like real guesses or like funny, haha?
Like a real handy skill to have in your life. Your pants are a great example of using this skill, Matt.
Sewing.
Yes.
Yes.
You're exactly right.
Alterations.
That's iron on, though.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. I knew you'd get it if I said that.
I blew the crotch. Well, not the crotch, but the leg. And I said, I love these jeans. To hell with it.
Yeah, keep
still
them.
Still wear them with your
so,
well,
a 9-year-old boy named Sam.
I'm wearing these Govea, to the prom.
He's going viral with a video right now because he was getting bullied because he knows how to sew and he likes to sew.
Aww.
As a 9-year-old boy.
That's mean.
Luckily for him, he has a good dad who got him a Singer sewing machine for his birthday because we ain't going to stop this because they bully you. You like it, you keep doing it. Here he is opening his sewing machine.
Oh my God, it's a box!
You got your own sewing machine, bud. Right at home.
Thank you.
Are we liking that?
Yes. Yes, I am so liking it.
That's awesome. He may be a designer one day.
I love that. How many people have been bullied out of doing something they enjoy?
Too many.
Me?
A lot of us, yeah.
I love saying the S word.
No.
If you say it, you can get fired or charged $250,000. You'll turn into it.
Bullies.
Oh, boy.
You know how I spell bully? FCC.
Mm-hmm.
He may grow up to make his own pillows.
You know how I spell bully? Any of them three-letter government organizations.
He may be.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Well, it's like I asked you on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah.
If you get rid of the CIA, where will the drugs then come from?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
If we didn't have the FDA, who'd keep poisoning us with food?
You down with OPP?
Anyway. Moving on.
Wow.
We all have opinions of this man. I saw him in concert. I was about 8 years old. Opened for Little Texas. Now he's much bigger than they ever were.
Ray Stevens.
No, I wish, man. I never had a chance. Talk about Tug McGraw's boy, Tim.
Tim.
I'm just going to let Fatboy play this. It's something that a lot of dads will identify with. And a lot of other dads are just going to call him names.
Male pattern baldness?
Uh-huh. Black leather cowboy hat. Lame.
It's tough for sure, and it's tough when they go away. I mean, I'm a crier anyway, so every time our girls have left and we've dropped them off somewhere, it's always been tough. But you get used to it. You start getting excited about seeing where their career goes and where their life goes, and it's fun to watch them grow into strong, independent young women. But I'll tell you, the cool part is Faith and I really have enjoyed our time alone now at home. You know, we see the girls quite often. They come home and visit quite often, but now when they're there for about 4 or 5 days, we're like, you know, we kind of want our house back.
Shut up, Tim.
I bet you she rules that roost.
Remember, of course.
I mean, it was always a story going around for years that all they did was have sex all the time. They got to love having the kids move out. But Tim McGraw, and I don't mean this in a mean way, he strikes me as a dude who probably cries about 3 times a day. That makes perfect sense to me. He seems like such an emotional guy who cries every day of his life.
Fat boy cries 3 times a day when he gets his bill.
His
bill. Oh, you mean for food?
There you go.
Oof.
Grab it. It's up there.
Yeah. Anybody else get that impression from McGraw? He seems like a crier. He said he was. I bet it's daily.
I don't want a whiny crier, but someone who has real emotions is good.
I have no emotion left. I love it. I'm jealous of him.
But 3 minutes ago, Nine, you said, don't you wish people could just be themselves and not be bullied?
Like I said, I don't mean it in a mean way. I just think he cries a lot. It's fine.
You're drawing pictures of him with a very tiny penis right now in effigy. I am a very sensitive person.
It's crazy how I can hold the pen, right?
Well, I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
Very, very sensitive. I wear my heart on both sleeves. It's an enlarged heart.
Big heart. My mom's got one.
Well, at times, if you're not crying over something, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, honestly, I should cry more often than I do. I bet Fat Boy's in that boat, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Because a good cry makes you feel good. Yeah.
Nah.
It does.
Like, I'll tell you this, man. Like, this is such a... Well, screw it. It'll hog the rest of this.
You want to come back to it after audio? Best damn?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to cry.
Oh, come on.
I don't like seeing pictures of my kid now as a young baby.
I see that, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I've
laughed at it because it's kind of cute. Whoa. That's a cute emotional thing.
But like I see it, I'm like.
Now, do you like that more than you like your mom and Cecily talking about your childhood? Because I hate that. I can't stand that. I'm sick of that.
Hey,
I've been hearing about my childhood for 20 years.
I don't like when I clearly remember. See, that's the Mandela effect. When I clearly remember things that happened in my childhood that never happened.
Yeah.
Not on my watch, that wouldn't happen. Like, oh, dokey, I remember it.
Oh, yeah.
Little flashbacks.
Most moms are like that. Like, looking back in their mind, they couldn't have done a better job raising us.
Yeah.
They were perfect.
She did a fine job.
And so
job.
Were we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daddy, too.
I know. We got to get to another clip, though. We'll run. This is... Who made their debut at the Grand Ole Opry last Saturday night? Who was it?
Big Jimmy Dickens.
No, it's a rock singer. Rock and roll singer. Vince Neil.
Oh, what?
Check it out.
What? Is that fan audio?
I don't think it's through the soundboard or nothing. So yeah, that'd be recorded from the crowd.
Because I've been in the Ryman, and you would think a building that ornate and the way they were used to have been built, the acoustics blow.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those old buildings sounded bad.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was there, is does that mean that night Vince Gill was in Motley Crue?
Maybe. He stopped playing with the Eagles, played with Motley Crue instead.
Maybe there was some kind of confusion.
Could be, man.
Vince Gill showed up to the Opry, and Vince Gill showed up at Whiskey A Go-Go.
Yeah. Now, I will say that the audio in that clip was bad because of the building, maybe, but that was best he sounded in years.
It sounded like he's singing more, like really singing, just every other word.
I know Fatboy's about to have a fit.
It's the man again holding him down.
I know, we got to go to break. But I got to do this last clip because I teased it twice, so I got to do it. I want you to listen to this person paying tribute to the lovely, the beautiful Olivia Newton-John and see if you can figure out who it is. I will tell you, it is an actress with a famous mother.
Girl, now,
you push my love aside, I'm out of my head, hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted to you.
The daughter of a famous mother.
Yeah.
That's easy. That's Judge Judy Jr.
Oh, no. I'll give you a couple hints. She has a famous mother, a very famous stepfather, a brother who plays golf in our hometown every year, and she marries musicians exclusively. I think she would trade in all of her acting accolades to be a musician for a living instead. That's her dream. Because she married a black crow and another musician after that.
Oh, yeah. Paige is right.
Oh, God, it is.
Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
I've heard her sing before, and she's incredible.
I had no idea she could sing like
that.
Yeah,
she's really good.
She's beautiful, too.
She is, man. What does she do now? I ain't seen her in years.
She's naked. Me and my dreams. Oh, go ahead, Fatboy.
No, I mean, it kind of lines up with you. She's naked on Instagram a lot.
Oh, I need to follow her then.
Yeah, she makes movies I don't want to watch. That's what it is. That's too bad. I like her. I thought y'all would enjoy that in the guessing game.
I hated that.
You loved it. You smiled. And look at you crying right now.
I am. Anyway. It's because we're late.
I'm 9. That's the best damn audio.
Thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, everybody.
To the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
There's no T in it. Prove me wrong. That's Mandela effect. It's not Splinter.
Yeah.
Splinter.
We got like a Chuck E. Cheese costume downstairs. That's what we were going to use.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Splinter.
Little mouse.
I did. I pulled a Matt Man a few minutes ago. Like, literally during commercials, I pulled a Matt Man.
Did you have girls on the phone flirting with you?
Yeah, I did. No. I put my foot in my mouth digitally. You know, I got a wide foot.
Hmm.
But it's all
wider than it's long.
It was all the way in there. It's like a can of dip.
Ed, look, his shoes are like a shoebox, really. No. It's the weirdest thing.
They come in two shoeboxes, and then I just put them on. Anyway, I'm not going to say the names. I like both these fellas. Used to live with one of them. Good friend of mine. Helped me out with some big stuff a few years ago. Great guy. Loved him to death.
I got it down to three.
Wouldn't disparage him for nothing. Great stories, too. All kind of great stories with him.
You've had four, but one of them was not a good person, so I got it down to three.
Which one wasn't good? You write it down.
You've only had three.
I know.
That's the joke.
Yeah. So... you know, these two guys, they're brothers. I know them personally. Spent a lot of time with them. Like them both, like I said. So one of them has recently moved out of the country. Hey, good for him. He's wanted to do it. It's been a dream of his, so he finally did it. So
why is he denouncing America, or is he just what's?
I don't like it.
Can you say the country he moved to?
He had no problem with America. He's wanted to move.
El Salvador.
I'm not gonna say. That'd give away too much information. Too many people who know him, because a lot of people know these guys around this area where we live.
Afghanistan.
No, much nicer than that.
No, Afghanistan still lives here.
It's the country that a lot of wealthy Americans love to move to in Central America. I won't say which one. You don't either. But that'll tell you something. Not saying he's wealthy. I'm just saying that's where he moved. So he posted a thing, you know, just things he's learned since he moved to a different country. And I saw it, and I commented, and I said, do you miss your brother? I tagged his brother in it.
I appreciate you doing that. I hate when people talk crap about people and don't tag it to their...
Yeah.
They don't tag it to their face, if that makes sense.
So I tagged his brother and said, do you miss your brother? And he said, replied to... This was, what, like 11:30 last night I commented that because I was having trouble sleeping. I was on the toilet looking at Facebook, as you know. So he replied...
Well, you were drunk, too, if you were on Facebook tweeting.
This is on Facebook.
I know. You said Twitter.
Oh, I said Facebook on the toilet.
Oh. All right, Niner the Grinder.
So I used that later at night. Anyway. He replied 40 minutes ago, and I just saw it during commercial, and he said, well, since I haven't really spoken to him since he stabbed me in the back, I'd have to say hell no. I'm like, dude, I didn't know none of this. Now I feel bad. I'm bringing up old wounds. Whoa. I didn't know. I had no idea that happened. Whatever happened, happened.
This is awesome.
No, I like the brother who's here in town way more than that one.
Did you tell him that?
All right, now they can stream us.
I'd probably take
in the Cayman Islands.
Well, only one of them's close enough to whoop my ass today.
Could he?
Both of them could, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look, he ain't big, but he's tough because his brother's big. And he used to have to fight him growing up.
Yeah.
I'll make you hard.
What?
Make you hard.
Where is this going?
It'd make you a hard person.
Okay.
Not everything's about a penis.
I didn't say a word.
You guess what? You took it. Everybody in the room did.
There was one laugh.
Yeah.
And it was from...
Well, you said what?
Oh, Gigglebox.
You gave me the Sheila Broflovsky South Park. What?
What?
Well, guess what? She'll like it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I feel bad about this.
Did the other one respond now?
No, he probably won't. Well, he'll take the high road or just won't care. He's a guy. I don't care.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened.
That could be something that screwed with me with social awkwardness is doing that so much where I just don't say anything sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Because I will call, I've done it so much. I've thought people were pregnant when they were not.
Oh, you got to be careful with that.
It was a P1. I felt so bad. We were at a meet and greet, and I said, you know. I wasn't drunk or nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, when did you do?
That's exactly what I thought of.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Actually not. I just put on a few lbs and smacked her belly. When she, I was like, God.
Now,
don't comment.
Don't touch people.
There are a
bellies.
Lot of people listening in the New Orleans area, in Chattanooga, North Georgia area, who may not be aware yet that over the years, Matt Mann has developed a reputation for putting his foot in his mouth time to time in epic, great, amazing ways.
And always,
now I'm in the club.
Always from a place of just trying to make conversation or to be nice. You know, like, there's another one that comes to mind.
Oh.
Like, what happened? Why are you limping around?
Oh,
I would have said that to a coworker of that point, like, over a decade.
Yeah.
And then that person responded, I'm actually, I think then you said handicapped.
Yeah.
I have a leg shorter than the other one.
Yep. That's a big one, man.
And instantaneously, I remember, I was like, I never saw that person standing up from behind their desk.
No, never.
And nevertheless, walking down the hall. And that person didn't respond in a bad way, but I was like, God bless. Saying it out of, walking around, I never had seen them walk like that before.
What do you say after? Do you say anything? Because, I mean, You can't not say nothing.
I don't remember. I don't remember what I said to the lady at the meet and greet thing.
I'd be like, because I thought you were pregnant. That's why I said it.
Well, she knew. That's why I asked her how far along was she or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd say, what do you think about what just happened?
It's the worst thing. I've called friends' mothers by the wrong name.
More than once. That's fun though, because I've been there for a while.
That was one of the worst.
I'm like, he will never do that again. surely enough, it happened again.
That's why I have to remember ways of remembering things. Like, with, I'll never forget now which one you think's the better Williams tennis sister.
Yeah.
It's Serena.
Serena's the better one.
Just as long as you're not calling out the wrong name in bed. That would be terrible.
That's Ralph.
Fine to do.
Huh?
Well, if you're role-playing, it's fine to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was another time I did something in that way. I don't want to sit here and, like, poo on myself.
No, yeah, I'm not trying to get you to do that.
No, but there was
I'm identifying with you because I did it too.
Yeah, there was another one where I said something. Just, again, it wasn't a passive aggressive thing or something. It was a compliment, I felt like.
See, in the room, I'm worried that I'm going down that path now where I'm just going to say stuff, trying to be friendly and not think about it first. Fat Boy hates talking to people, so he don't really stick his foot in his mouth.
But these are fun when you see it go down.
And Paige is proper enough to not say stupid things like we might say, Matt, in that way. In that way.
Yeah.
Well, she will. Surely she's done it once or twice.
Man, it's.
I've asked people about, how's your dad? Well, dad passed away, and I feel bad about that.
That was the worst thing as a kid. When you make a yo mama joke, and the kid would say, my mom's dead.
And you're like, I knew. Boom.
I did that to you one day, and I never told you that. Not about my mom.
Oh.
But do you remember about like 5 years ago, I was into this different phase where I was wearing like vintage clothes. Not vintage, but like I was, you know, like I was in a – and I wore this military shirt in here one day. And you kind of cracked a joke about it. I said, this was my grandpa's when he was in the war.
Yeah.
And I never told you.
God! If I thought about it, I'd say, I never heard anybody in your family being in the war.
My daddy's daddy was.
Okay.
But
that's hilarious.
That son of a gun was like 150 pounds soaking wet. So yeah. I kind of got
But I remember funny. Hilarious.
The look on your face. I was like, you were like, something about stolen valor or something. Yeah. And then I was like, this was my grandpa's shirt. Thank you very much. And you're like, God.
Probably the second, either what I just did with those two brothers I'm buddies with, or when Matt bought that pickup truck, or the worst foot and mouth incidents I ever had in my life.
Boy.
Oh, I forgot about the truck.
Yeah. I still feel bad about that. It's a nice truck.
Oh, I thought about what you said was what you feel bad about.
No, I felt bad because I said something that was negative towards you without knowing I was.
There's nothing worse than...
Don't repeat what I said, though.
Purchasing a new vehicle and then your friend thinking that it was a loaner and then making a reference to the kind of person that may buy that vehicle.
Make a joke, yeah.
And then you tell your friend, that's crazy. I actually bought that vehicle.
That's
it's not
mine.
A loaner.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You didn't buy it. You were messing with him.
No, I did buy it.
I think Matt went back and bought it that day after I did that to make me feel bad.
Just to make you feel bad.
He drove it for like 4 years just to make me feel bad.
Bought it from my grandpa. Yeah. He got it from a friend in Nam.
He drove it to war.
Came with his shirt.
He was too old to be at Nam. Okay. We're going to take a break here. We're going to, it's getting warm in here again.
I know.
Yeah.
You're getting too excited. You're getting too riled up.
Somebody texted in, too much hot air in there is what it is.
That's true.
They didn't really say that. I said that.
We'll crack a door and we'll come back. We'll get your phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Three, good morning.
That new, I said this the other day, not that y'all panned it, but you're like, oh, I already saw the one. The Woodstock 99 documentary.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Yeah, the new one. Three episodes, I think.
Great.
The last one was. The one that came out last year was great, too.
This one's better.
I don't need 5 hours of Woodstock 99, though.
I learned stuff from this one that I did not know from that one.
Or stuff you forgot since last year. Because I'm sure it's a lot of the same stuff, just forgot. It's good to have a refresher, though.
I didn't know that.
And there's got to be some different stuff. It's longer.
Well, it's a lot more graphic.
Oh, I like that. But the last one was full of boobs and stuff.
Like they.
And bad stories.
They're showing this one lady get her bosom airbrushed.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was thinking the other day.
Why don't we do that anymore?
That might be a fun hobby to take in.
Airbrushing,
airbrushing
boobs?
Not boobs, but just airbrushing.
Oh,
I think it always looked fun. And
I thought you just wanted to go to concerts and airbrush boobies.
Well, I don't think they'll allow that anymore.
Probably not.
But they're sitting there and they're airbrushing this girl's boobs, and they don't zoom in, but the internet has now zoomed in, and you see a now very famous professional WWE wrestler sitting there watching.
Virgil.
It was not Virgil. No. But that's.
I know who it was.
That was only 23 years ago, and you even go. I don't know what year they decided to quit letting you. Well, I mean, hell, I remember Ozfest 2000. There was breasts being airbrushed because there was a girl on the Planet bus that we with. God bless. I'll tell you what. The ride up was fun because everybody was hyped up and they were listeners and P1s and stuff. We were all having a good time. The ride home was horrible.
That ride home always stinks. And, man, nobody's
sunburned, happy. Stinky.
Everybody went way too hard.
But there was a girl on that bus that got her breast airbrushed and ended up losing her T-shirt that she wore.
So no.
She had to ride home with her arms folded the entire time. And then by the time we got back to Greenville, well, then her forearms had the frog's eyes on them, and then her breasts were then fully revealed. She had a frog airbrushed onto her
That's
boobs.
Awesome.
The eyes were the nipples, and then her belly button had the frog's tongue sticking out.
Yeah.
What a wild thing.
We stopped airbrushing topless women, and now if you go to like EDM shows / raves, whatever you want to call them.
Naked guys.
And naked women wearing those tails that attach internally to the backside.
Oh, yeah.
Plugs. They plug right in you.
Long tails.
Long, too, yeah.
That ain't, I think those are cell phone chargers.
They ain't Daniel Boone, buddy.
Mm-hmm. So they still do some stuff like that.
But I don't think you can go to a festival and get your boobs.
No, nobody. Airbrush. Nobody growing up right now will ever get to enjoy the nonstop boob flashing at a big concert back in our youth. That's done for. The last time I saw anything like that was Chevelle and Clemson when they had women throw bras on stage. They got about 200 of them.
Throw your bra up here.
But they just took the bra off under the shirt and threw it. Not many of them were flashing at all. Like, come on. You know what you're doing.
You get to see on the – this is not a commercial. Suck it, 828 area code. It's not a commercial about Netflix. It's just a conversation. You get to see the real dark side of this one, though.
That was a mess, man.
Yeah.
Not just from a, like I'll tell you one little nugget, no pun intended. When the you know, you remember the people thought they were playing in mud?
Oh, yeah. That was covered in HBO,
God,
one, too.
That's so gross.
Well, they take this one further. They interviewed somebody that worked in the city water commission.
Oh, yeah.
They went in and tested the water source that all the people were drinking and everything. That had somehow spliced into the sewer line.
Oh, yeah.
And the people not only were bathing in doo-doo water, they were drinking it. And so many people got, I don't want to say staph infections, but it's basically called trench disease.
Uh-huh.
And it's like what a lot of our servicemen got in one of the World Wars, where they the water, you know, they're in a trench. Everybody's going and doing everything. And then, and you end up getting all these real bad sores on your face and on your mouth and internally and stuff.
Dysentery.
Yeah. Man. Ugh. And it's like people were going in and the kids were prepared. Like you could camp. They had their tents and stuff. But if you had anything liquid, they made you pour it out.
Yeah.
So they could sell you $8 water bottles in 99.
Yeah.
99.
They said it was tough to be a girl out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, it was. There's a lot of people at Woodstock 99 who should either be shot or locked up.
People
probably still.
Raped and groped.
It was just awful. I mean, we got a text about it. I'll read to you.
There was four confirmed rapes at that thing.
Yeah.
Dang.
That they talk about on there. I mean, that's the real, real, real dark side of it.
P1 Ronan watched it yesterday. What a blanket mess. Make me ashamed to be an American.
Dude.
I mean, it is shameful to watch. It is. This is the scene I'm part of here. This mess.
They grab you at the beginning because they do that fun thing where they'll start with present and then work back to the past. So it shows the people the morning after going to clean it up, and they're driving through with their video camera or whatever. And it looked like an effing war zone. Like, I think they actually said, what is this, Bosnia?
Yeah.
It was incredible to think that
Herzegovina.
Limp Bizkit was just playing on, or Chili Peppers was just playing on stage.
Well, that's what they did in the HBO one. You haven't watched the Netflix one yet, but the HBO one really paints the portrait of just how aggressive and stupid young men were in the late 90s during the Limp Bizkit time.
But didn't the Chili Peppers instigate that by coming out playing that song, Fire?
Well,
with everything's on fire, make it burn more.
The instigation was really them trying to end that 3 days of debauchery with a peaceful moment, and they gave all these drunk, high sons of bitches lighters and candles.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do a peaceful vigil at the end.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Because they had planted all these rumors that there was going to be a major performance after the Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
And they even spread word to kids there that, dude, Prince is going to be here tonight. Prince is going to come out.
I don't remember him being that big a deal in 99.
That's just like, what they said on this thing.
Yeah, that just seems to be like his lowest point, especially for dudes who wanted to hear break stuff, brother.
Well, dude, that's the other thing. Limp Bizkit comes out, rires everybody up, gets them riled up, everything. And then who follows Limp Bizkit? Bush.
Yeah.
What do you remember? Think about that.
You remember who played before Limp Bizkit?
Was it Wyclef Jean?
Well, that crowd was real mean to Alanis Morissette. It seems like a nice lady. But she played after Counting Crows, and then Dave Matthews' band played after her, and then Limp Bizkit.
Good God.
Like, who put this together? Well, what idiot did this?
Jewel.
Oh, they were mean to her, too, man. That sucks.
She cut hers early because they kept screaming to show her boobs. I'm basically saving you the time of watching it now. It's really
stupid candles, man.
I tell you, one thing to take away from it is that if you watch the news and you see all the crap that's going on and, you know, all the just awful, 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 and you go and watch that and you consider that was 23 years ago, we have made some strides.
In some ways, socially, we have. Other ways, we've regressed.
Yes. You know, two steps forward, that takes two steps back.
Somehow we're generally...
Was that Skinner or Paula?
Somehow we generally became somewhat better human beings for the most part, but way more divided. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, that, yeah, to that point, that's true.
Yeah.
But God, to be a woman going to that and many of those shows, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Especially if you just wanted to crowd surf. They did this still shot of this girl crowd surfing. Literally,
oh yeah,
every part of her body, and it wasn't just a touch; it was
groping.
Oh, did you see the Miz's tiny testicles on there?
No, they're huge. I heard. Mrs. Miz said. All right, thank you. We're gonna take a break. What would you do if your better half says you can never have any more meat? For me, in my house, we will be vegetarians.
What would you do?
You would.
Uh-huh.
Well, you'd be gay married too. Talking about the lady yesterday on Truth and Consequences. If you missed that, we're going to re-premiere at Son of a Gun right after this. Good morning.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.